Today, as we celebrate this feast of Saint Martha, we are celebrating a saint who tends to be kind of put down by people. Throughout history, they have tried to suggest that this reading shows the difference between the active life and the contemplative life. And obviously, the contemplative life is much greater, and therefore, blah, blah, blah. That's not what this does at all. What it does show, however, is exactly the point that our Lord makes in the Gospel reading. And that is, that we heard in the first reading, I should say, and that is the one who commends himself, or in this case, herself, is not acceptable, but the one the Lord commends. In other words, Martha comes up and says, Lord, isn't it of any concern of yours that my sister's left me to do all the serving? Tell her to help me. In other words, Martha at this point was looking for attention. Mary's getting lots of attention. She's sitting there at the feet of our Lord, listening to what he's saying. Martha's running around doing all these things. And it's like, well, give some attention to me. That's where the problem came in, not the fact that she was serving. In fact, let's look at it very practically. Let's say that you invited somebody over to your house for dinner. And the person came over and you sat down and said, well, didn't prepare any dinner or anything because I just want to sit here at your feet and listen. It's like, well, you invited the person over for dinner. Doesn't it make sense that you're going to serve dinner? Think again if somebody is called to be a mom. They just said, well, I don't care about taking care of my kids. I just want to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Obviously, it's a great thing to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament, but not when you've got things that you're supposed to be doing. So we have to be able to see that that's not the issue. The other thing we need to remember is that we tend to judge Martha based on this particular reading. This is the same woman, remember, who when Jesus came after Lazarus had died, she ran out to meet him. She's the one who was able to make that profession of faith. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who is coming into the world. But in case we keep going back to this, which of course was just one tiny moment in Martha's life, ask yourself this. God is calling you to be a saint. Has there ever been a moment in your life that is very unsaintly? Let me count the ways, as Shakespeare would say. There are lots of things in all of our lives that if somebody picked out that one thing and said, well, look at this person, obviously they're not a saint. Look at this opportunity. They really messed up. Like, no kidding. Other than our Blessed Lady, there is not any saint who didn't mess things up at some point. You don't become a saint because you never messed up. You become a saint because you overcome the areas of selfishness and weakness. Martha is a saint. You and I are not. Martha had her imperfections. So did her sister. But they're still both saints. We have our imperfections, and we're called to be saints. And so we're called to continue to work to overcome those imperfections. It's not to deny them. It's not to act like they don't exist. It's to work against them, to grow in holiness, to grow in virtue, to grow closer to our Lord, no matter what the state in life is to which God is calling you. That's the part we have to recognize with Martha. It's not about the fact that she was being active, because everybody needs to be. To just be able even to say, well, let's just sit at the feet of our Lord. You can't do that 24 hours a day. Or if you wanted to say, well, yeah, right, you gotta get some sleep. Well, okay, you can't even do it 16 hours a day. There are things that need to be done. And so, yes, you absolutely, positively must have that time of prayer. And if God is calling you to a more contemplative life, then you need more of that kind of prayer. If He's calling you to a more active kind of life, you still need to have the prayer life. But you also need to do His will. If He's calling you to be more active, then that's part of what you have to do. And on the day of judgment, if we were to stand before the Lord, and He was to say, for instance, using the analogy we've already done, I've called you to be a mother, and I gave you all these kids, and you allowed your house to be a total disaster. You didn't feed them, you didn't take care of them, you didn't change their diapers, you didn't do any of the things you're supposed to do, but you sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament, so come on right in. He's going to say, what you did sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament by itself is a good thing, but not when my will was that you were supposed to be taking care of these kids. Doing the will of God is all that matters. We're not going to do that without prayer. So again, we have to have the prayer. I'm not suggesting anything less than that. But we have to do what God is asking us to do. So again, if He's calling you to a contemplative life, then be more contemplative. But you're still going to have active things you need to do. If He's calling you to be active, then be active. But you still need to have that contemplative aspect. It's a question of where the focus is going to be. But the real important thing is doing God's will. And then, as I said, overcoming our selfishness, overcoming our imperfections. We see that in this particular instance in Martha's life. She was being selfish. She was looking for attention. I don't suspect that there is a single one of us here today who could say, I have never done anything like that in my life. Like, right. It'd be a whole lot easier to look at all the opportunities that we didn't look for attention, as opposed to trying to count the times that we did. So don't hold that against Martha, but rather learn from it. As we looked at with her sister last week, what a great saint, what a great example, not her early life, but her later life. What a great point of hope we talked about. Because if somebody that's that big of a sinner can become such a great saint, then somebody like us can be too. We look at Martha, who probably lived a much holier life throughout her life than her sister had. And yet, she had her imperfections. And so we can look at her and see our own imperfections. And yes, God is calling us, just as He called her. Maybe we've lived more like Martha or more like Mary sometimes. Maybe we live more like Martha. Whatever the case, it's a matter of still looking at it and saying, all right, Mary was very imperfect, to say the least. Martha still had her imperfections. So even though a very holy woman probably throughout her life, she still had to develop that holiness. So if you have been faithful and you have been holy from the time you were a little kid, praise the Lord. But you still have your imperfections that need to be worked on. If you're more like Mary, well, then you know where your imperfections are, and they can hardly even be called imperfections because they're way bigger than that. And it's pretty obvious the conversion that's necessary and the continual conversion and the growth in holiness that's going to be necessary because it hasn't been there our whole life. Whatever the case, what matters is seeking the Lord and seeking to do His will. Being able to recognize, as Martha must have, where that selfishness lies and overcoming that. And then learning from her also to have that great faith. You are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into this world.